Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be slightly unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We own Building Fortunes Radio, and I wanted Building Fortunes Radio to be a platform to be able to pass microphones around to people that were doing the right things in a lot of things, including home-based businesses. And a friend of mine many years ago introduced me to Jody Bear. I didn't know who Jody was before. But the very first time I spoke to her, I knew that she would have a lasting impression on not only my life, but also the lives of people on Building Fortunes Radio as well. I don't know what it was. There was an electricity about the conversation. I knew that she was super-duper sharp. I knew she was spinning multiple plates at one time and could handle it all. And I knew, for whatever reason, I'd have a hard time keeping up. I mean, this gal is just moving. And the cool thing about it is she has proven me right. She is an excellent person. She's working so hard. She does a lot of great things for herself and lots of other people as well. And we are pleased and privileged to have her on Building Fortunes Radio. So you'll be able to hear previous radio shows if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, and there's only one way to spell it, J-O-D-E-E. And when you're typing her a letter, you space it out. But when you're putting it together on our website, you squish it together. So it's buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, J-O-D-E-E. And Jody, over to you.
And guess what? I am pleased and privileged to be with Peter. That's the triple P principle on this.
I know you'd
on
like
this
that.
I'm pleased and privileged with Peter. And you squish that all together because his energy is like unbelievable as well. And we just are a great team. And isn't that what life is all about, especially as we're looking at this holiday season? Hanukkah's coming up on Thursday. So for all of our Jewish friends out there, happy Hanukkah. We're sitting here with the first radio show of December. It's the last month of 2020. Can you believe it? But yes, there's an electricity and energy. I've talked a lot about this year because guess what? In the COVID era, but I don't claim that this is a COVID era because you need electricity, you need energy, and you need the positive, pleasurable, being pleased and privileged to be with the right positive people all year long. And that is what we have done on Building Fortunes Radio. So thank you. The fourth P is Peter. The fifth P is thank you for this platform, Peter. And I want to let everybody know, because I bring information as I see it, and this is not going to be my opinion, which I call it OPO, other people's opinion, my opinion. We all have an opinion. But this is a platform. What, Peter, you've allowed me to bring what I know as a 40-year health coach, having all but my dissertation written for a holistic nutrition degree and private practice, corporate practice of being a health coach and really, really doing preventative health my entire life. And you've given me this platform. So this is what we're going to be doing next week. I am going to give you the information. As I said, it will be straight down the middle. It will be skewed to one side or the other, but it will be comprehensive information as I know it today about vaccination. So since the vaccine is coming out, we all have to make our decision, but we make our decision on information. So I'm very happy to do this, but tonight is a very, very special evening. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm just going to give a little bit of my story and just get into it. But thank you for finding the time to be with us on this first radio show in December. Here I am, Jody Bear, small town girl raised in Montana with this railroad town with one traffic light. Gang, the town of 3,000, when I left to go on my way with my classically trained voice and piano, I believe I took the traffic light with me because guess what? There just is a four-way stop in our town now. But this is what I know. I know something about a 6P, and that is peak performance. That's 6 and 7. Because when you practice these principles that we talk about on Building the Fortunes Radio every single week, you can get the most out of your life. No matter what you do, no matter what your vocation, don't you want to live your life in peak performance? You do now, don't you? So as a health coach, this is what I can tell you. I've created over these 40 years, I've created and assisted and implemented just professional grade supplements in the 20 years that I have been in direct sales out of my 40. On the health coaching side, I have specialized in healthy and lifelong transformation with people, not only on the health side, but weight loss, especially in the last 10 years of my practice. This is what I know. I didn't know I was going to be a health coach. You don't know what tomorrow brings, do you? That's another P. I didn't know this was going to happen. It's feeling real good, Peter. But the 8th P is the present. That's where we find ourselves. Be in the present moment this holiday season. Be in the present with those, yourself as well. Because when I was singing and performing 9th P, it was wonderful to be out there. I loved just emoting what I believe is everybody relates to music. There is something about the frequency with music. But when my mom was diagnosed, this is the bad P out of this, number 10, when she was diagnosed with pancreatic and liver cancer, my trajectory of my life changed forever. I found preventative, holistic treatments that allowed my mother quality of life for about 3 years, almost 3 years, well beyond her 6 weeks to live diagnosis. That's how I found my path. Now we're at number 11, the path so that I could bring what I learned and what I've known. And this is what I'm bringing to you, our audience, on Building Fortunes Radio right now, this peak performance. See, people live their lives just wondering what happens, or they're looking at what happens. Don't you want to be a part of making it happen? That's what we do. That's what I do. And that's what I share with others to do as a health coach. And that's what we will be doing. My book, The 21 Days to Your Best You, along with being helped with editing and illustrations by none other, a partner of mine, Jill Boone, will be coming out shortly, right before Christmas. What a great thing to give yourself over the new year right now. If you're out here listening on this radio show, all you have to do is get a hold of me, J-O-D-E-E at Health Coach Jodi. That's J-O-D-E-E at Health Coach Jodi, or call me at 800-820-0584. That's 800-820-0584. Tell me, I'd like my free copy. All you've got to do is pay $5.95. shipping and handling. This is what I know. When you can visualize, you can transform your life. And this is what I have done, especially these last 10 years. When Bob Bear found me on the beach and we married a year later, yes, we will be celebrating our 10th anniversary next month. I sold my corporate health coaching business. I went into private practice and aligned myself with some of the great products that I found in the direct selling industry again. But I aligned myself with our guest here tonight on Building Fortune Radio and his wife. This is what I can say. I emphasized and I went in and I marketed myself. I was very pinpoint. Gee, we're up to 12 with the P's tonight, aren't we, on weight loss. Why? Because 8.5 out of 10 people right now have 35 pounds or more to lose. You've heard me say this. COVID-19 may be standing for the 19 that you have around your waist. COVID is the current pandemic, but obesity, in my opinion, is the ongoing pandemic that is the undoing of the North American, or as Dr. Mike called it, the SAD, the standard American diet, and a really sad existence, which will make your life shorter, will decrease your life expectancy, and will allow you to live in peak performance. You do want to live in peak performance, don't you? Well, you will find my guests here tonight. Not only are you going to find it a positive, two people that came in my life, yes, with the 13th P, and then I'm going to leave it alone for now, Peter. It happened in the form of a plumber. Yes, a plumber that I needed 3 years ago in my life. And I'm so blessed that, yes, even a plumber has become my friend. And Bob Barron, I just believe these people are a part of our family. So after our commercial break, Peter, I'll bring my guests on. Back to you.
We're going to be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networkleads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Jody Baer and a special guest. And this is going to be really cool. So you want to check it out again, go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody. Jody, back to you.
Goodness gracious, Peter. Yes, 3 years ago at Christmas, our faucet blew, and we had a room full in the kitchen and a house full with our guests for Christmas and family. I don't know if you ever had to do your Christmas dishes in your bathtub, but it was a real bonding experience with my husband and my family. But the next day, I called this plumber, went ahead and said, we need to get this fixed. And Bob Baer said to me, I was in the other part of the room, you just got to know this story, because the one thing I don't have, because I kind of live full out, my husband admonished me. He said, I know you have no filter. Jody, don't say a word when you see who came to fix our faucet. Okay. But then Rob handed me his card, and it said, naughty or nice, I fix your plumbing. That's how Rob Baird, who I call Santa, and his lovely wife, Nancy, who I'm calling Mrs. Claus tonight, came into my life. Yes, not only did he fix my faucet, but he's become my friend, and Bob and I consider him family. So, and maybe it's because Rob Baird, and people get this really mixed up, is so close to Bob Baer. They say, did you say your husband's name? No, 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 no. But they're one of a kind. They're one of a kind couple. And Rob and Nancy, welcome to Building Fortunes Radio.
Well, we're glad to be here.
And so we're just going to call you, because of the holiday season right now, we're just going to call you Mr. and Mrs. Claus. It'll be fun. So, Santa, tell our audience a little more. You want to embellish on the story on how we first met.
Well, I have a friend of mine that's also a plumber, and he originally got the call, and he said, hey, I'm too busy to go, so can you go do this? And I said, yeah, okay, I'll go do it. And I believe that things happen for a reason.
Yes.
And I believe he was busy that day so that we could meet you and become friends.
Yes, I believe that's the case too. And you know, I'll tell you, don't you remember our first meeting? And we were, I made you a cup of coffee because Bob told me that I needed to be nice to the plumber because we wanted our sink back. And nothing like Bob saying to me, or saying to you, and he says, you know, my wife. And don't you just, you know, Nancy edifies you. You edify your wife. That's what good couples do. And I remember Bob saying to you, you know, my wife's a really great health coach. And then what did you say back to me after we paid the bill and you were exiting the house?
I said that you need to talk to my wife because she's looking for something.
And so here we go. My wife is looking for somebody like you. And so, Nancy, Mrs. Claus, you were skeptic at first, now, weren't you?
I was very skeptic.
You know, so I remember us. We had dinner. We sat at Applebee's a couple of days later. And how did you come around to saying yes? I want to be part of this healthy lifestyle, Nancy.
Well, I have tried many a times other ideas, and you know what? Let's go for it. We're going to see what you can do for me, and it from there just blew up. It was the right thing to do at that time, and you convinced me after I got home and thought about it.
And you thought about it because you're analytical, you're a banker, you had to weigh it out, and we began. So, you know, Rob, I know that we, you know, you got to a certain plateau, and then you knew that I was doing this partnership now with Dr. Mike with the B-Lean program. And why did you decide to come on board now with this particular weight loss format?
Because my health coach told me I had to.
And who is your health coach, Santa?
You suggested it. You said from what you could see of my issues and what was going on that I needed to do it.
Yeah, you were having a lot of, see, let me see what I get this right. I remember some energy issues. You were having,
yes.
You were having, you know, even breathing issues because unfortunately we hadn't seen each other for about a year. And what had your weight gotten up to?
It was about 250.
And how tall are you?
5'11".
250 is too much for 5'10", 5'11", for sure. And you know, and I think you've been on some high blood pressure medication as well now, haven't you?
Yes, three of them.
Yeah, three. And you know, I want to just interject before I go to you, Mrs. Claus, that I'm not here to diagnose, mitigate, or cure, but the body is a miracle-making machine. Put in the right situation, you know, the body can just heal itself. Now, can it? And Nancy,
yes.
You know, I know that you got a bad report from your doctor, and this time you said, boy, I need to go in and do the all-in serious approach. So what were your issues and your concerns that you had this last time around?
Well, with me being diabetic, my blood sugar went wacko. And when the doctor had mentioned to me, you know, we're going to have to put you on insulin. And that was one thing that I did not want to do. And when we found out about this, I'm like, you know what? I have come to trust you, and you have done the best health coaching and just really have taught me what is right and what is true. So I decided, let's go for it, because it doesn't hurt me to lose some weight. I want to be in control. I don't want the diabetes to be in control. I want to have more energy. I want to feel better. I want to feel better about myself. So it was time for me to take control and take over and not let it take over me.
Beautiful. And, you know, Nancy, so if I can ask you, it's kind of like asking a woman her age, but what had your weight kind of gone up to?
Well, I was at 178.
And what was the last medication your doctor wanted to put you on? Didn't he say something about, oh, well, you're probably going to gain some weight. Wasn't that kind of your thing? It's like, no, I'm done with that. Remember that conversation we had?
Absolutely. And I'm like, you know, he knows I have an issue. I don't want anything that's going to make me gain weight. I never have. I've always been overweight. And, you know, when I forget the name of the product, but that was the first thing out of his mouth. And I'm like, why would I want to take something that's going to do that to me?
So you were in the 170s. Santa was in the 250s. and you're taking other metformin. You've had some issues with inflammation, and you know that I've said that's the number one cause of all disease. So I've got some bad news for both of you. I just got to tell you this right now, but I've heard, you know, we live in Lake County. For those of you that don't know Florida, but we live in a very small and rural area, so we know the sheriff's department. We know the police. And Santa and Mrs. Claus, there is a warrant out for your arrest.
Uh-oh.
And there's a warrant out for your arrest because the Howie in the Hills Police Department said, we've got to arrest this right now because Santa and Mrs. Claus have lost too much weight. They can't do that. They're not going to look like Mr. and Mrs. Claus. So, you know, that's my little joke for you today. And yes, you have. So what is your weight loss? What has your weight loss gone down? Rob, how much weight have you lost?
Over 30 pounds. I was 252, and I was 215.8 this morning.
Wow. And Mrs. Claus?
Well, from 178 this morning, I was 149.8.
Well, my goodness gracious, that's enough for the Howie in the Hills Police Department to have a warrant out. They probably have a warrant out for me, too, because a health coach. I've just redone Christmas. What can I say? But in all seriousness, we're talking about almost, it's over 60 pounds, and I can't even do math. That's phenomenal. And how quickly has this happened? Over what period of time? I want our listening audience to really get this.
Mid-October?
It was a little over
8 weeks?
A month.
What was that, Nancy?
It was a little over a month.
So 6 weeks. And this is an ad for the physician managed system that we do. That is, it's easy. I know that you would say it's easy. It's a program you got to get kind of used to, but it's not a big deal with the app and everything else. My goodness gracious, do you want to have it be a year, Santa, that you lose 37 pounds? Or do you want it to be 6 weeks? And 30, that is 67 pounds, almost 70 pounds between the two of you. I know that there are going to be pillows at that Eustace parade on Saturday so that you still look like Mrs. Claus and Santa Claus. Congratulations. So now, enough aside of this, what have been the benefits for you, Rob? What have you noticed with 37 pounds gone? Because you're down there doing plumbing, going under people's leaky pipes, doing this, climbing ladders, whatever. What have you noticed in your daily plumbing life?
In general, I feel better. I do have some more energy. When I get home, I'm not having to take a nap. So I'm able to stay up and do more in the evening. And anybody that says anything about me losing too much weight, I just tell them that gives me more laughs. So.
Oh, isn't that the truth? You know, it's more laughs, and we could go ho 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 all the way. So, Nancy, what have you found with 30 pounds lost? I didn't realize until right now it was that much. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, the energy. I don't know. I used to have to come home from work, too, and I would lay down from 5 to 7 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, now I don't want to get up. I'm tired. I just want to go to bed. I don't do that. I don't even sit down anymore at night until 9:30, and then 10:30. It's time to start unwinding, and I'm not ready for bed yet, but, 6 o'clock comes pretty fast, and so I just make myself get in there and try to go to sleep, and but I just love the way I look and the way I feel and the energy that I have. It's just overwhelming.
Wow. And I know you had a recent little a spinal thing done with a back surgery, and you popped back from that a lot quicker than what everybody expected too, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. I had my back surgery on a Thursday, and the following Monday I was back to work. I never had any pain whatsoever. I was just, I didn't even have to take the pills that they gave me just to, if I was in pain or whatever. Everything was just so amazing and how quick, and here, you know, about a month later, I'm still doing fine. It's just everything is healed so perfectly.
And I can hardly wait. You know, we do in at the end of 8 weeks, you'll go back, because we want to keep track of this. Facts are friendly. Numbers don't lie. Neither does blood work with your body. It gives you a real blueprint. I can hardly wait to see what your A1Cs, your insulin levels are, and just how this is working. So, you know, I'd like you to just give, if some of these authors think, boy, this sounds, if Santa and Mrs. Claus can lose weight, I can lose weight too, you know. Rob, what did you find about the program? Because I know you were a little, oh, I can't have this and I can't have that, and how am I going to be able to work this? What have you found as far as a lifelong skill that you've found? What have you found with this?
Well, I found my wife doesn't know how to cook or doesn't cook.
Shame on you.
But the one thing we did that helped immensely is we bought one of the Ninja XL grill air fryer things.
Yeah.
And without being able to cook with any oil and very few spices, I'm able to have fried green tomatoes, fried eggplant, onion rings, and we're doing our steaks and hamburgers and all of that stuff with that.
So you found your way for the things that you like, and that is not a diet. That's how you have lifelong success. Nancy, I know you can cook. He's giving you a hard time with that. So what have you found? What did you find as far as the ease of adapting this program to your lifestyle?
Well, actually, it's with this grill that we got, I used to, you know, throw in the microwavable cauliflower and broccoli, and now we do a head of cauliflower and put it in the grill and grill it. And I said, you know what, I think I'd rather eat this way than putting it in the microwave, because it tastes so good. And I said, even with the green tomatoes, no, they're not dipped in egg yolk and all the mixture and stuff. But I'll tell you what, they really taste better than the actual fried green tomatoes. And it's just, I love the grill was the best. That's what we gave ourselves for Christmas this year. And I said, we can eat like this for the rest of our life, because I love the taste of everything that comes off of that.
Wow.
And it just gives the right to make the right choices. And it's like, you know, it's just such a great, great feeling to be satisfied with this way of cooking. I don't need the butter and I don't need the oil. It tastes much better without it and not greasy.
Well, there you go. So you found a way to transform your life so that you can have a lifestyle and still have ultimate health. That makes me Santa and Mrs. Claus go ho ho ho, Merry Christmas for real. And
yes.
You know, isn't it true that Santa? You know, Rob and Nancy, in all sincerity, you're probably two of the most giving people that I know on the face of planet Earth. And Santa, just the thing about the image of Santa Claus is always giving gifts. And here's one for the COVID era that I want to share with our listening audience. On December 12th at 5 p.m. and December 16th, Wednesday, 8 p.m. This is 5 p.m. Eastern, which will be 2 p.m. Pacific, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. I want you to contact me, Jody, either on my 800 number, 800-820, 1-800-820-0584. That's 1-800-820-0854. Or my cell phone, which is 678-522-3757. That's 678-522-3757. Go ahead and contact me, because what we're going to do is your kids, your grandkids can have a time with Santa. It's a virtual Santa time via a Zoom. The entry fee to have this time with Santa is $50. For that $50 for your family, our proceeds for this $50 is going to our Kenya Kids Orphanage. Isn't that great? These kids are totally reliant about a group of us provided food, clothing, shelter, and an education for this last year with COVID. And we have subsequent years as well. So all you've got to do is cash at me at $CoachJody, or you can PayPal me at my email address, jodee@healthcoachjody.com. That's jodee@healthcoachjody.com. When you put your $50 in and say in the header, this is for the Zoom with Santa, put your first and last name and your email address. I will email you the link, which is your entry to see Santa. What a way to have your kids see Santa and feel the excitement, because let me tell you something, the energy of this Mr. and Mrs. Claus is through the roof. We started with that. It's the electricity, the energy. Yes, they have it. Both Nancy and Rob do have it. So your kids are going to be blessed and feel like it's Christmas, being able to have a virtual Santa. And this will be paid forward to our Kenya kids as well. So if you want to have Santa and Mrs. Claus success, just reach out to me, and you can change your ho, 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 as Rob said, and Santa said, to more laughs, like a ha, ha, ha. I've got this weight behind me. So thanks, Rob and Nancy, for joining me tonight on Building Fortunes Radio. You just make me smile.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yes, and the pleasure has been mine, but no worries. I have connections. I wanted to tell you, so just rest assured, I have connections to get this warrant in Lake County reversed. They'll believe me that you've got some good graces there. So just keep putting those smiles on children's faces, doing this at the parade on Saturday, and getting those gifts delivered in your sleigh. And we'll do the rest with weight loss. Is that a deal, Santa?
Absolutely.
Back to you, Peter.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Jody, for being here. Santa and Mrs. Santa, thanks for being here as well. And thanks for staying healthy. The most important thing is thanks for staying healthy. We're going to catch everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.